finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love, a 365-day journey today. Don't be right, be Jesus. Isaiah 29:13 says, these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship me is based on merely human rules they've been taught. Bob Goff says, we all know what it's like to watch board game night with friends devolve into civil war. The beginning is always promising. Someone brings up Pictionary or charades and you split into teams ready to laugh. Then it all takes a turn when someone with a competitive streak takes charge. Maybe they were cut from their middle school basketball team or have an axe to grind because they lost a board game when they were five. Whatever it is, the competitiveness fills the air in the room like a thick fog. Rules emerge that no one knew about. Even the rules have rules. It's no fun anymore. It quickly becomes obvious to everyone that being right isn't as important as being together. What happened? It's simple, says Goff. The purpose of the game is to enjoy one another, not to win. Someone takes it too seriously, they ruin it for everyone. Goff says life works the same way. We can be so consumed with being right that we miss the opportunity to just be together. Humble people stay quiet when speaking up might cost them a friend. They know life isn't a competition. There's no winner or loser in God's family because everyone has access to infinite love and grace. There are no more chips we can collect or play money to hoard. Don't trade a dozen great relationships for a few unverified rules. Here's a pro tip. Don't be right, be Jesus. Let me repeat it. Don't be right, be Jesus. Be the one who brings people together and is self-aware enough to know that the purpose of our lives is to lift everyone up, not put people down. Today's question, what would change if you cared more about being loving than being right? And I don't need to go to Facebook to tell you the top birthday I'm aware of today. It's the one that made me a dad 26 years ago today. Where did that quarter century plus one go to? Our oldest, Evelyn Jean, goes by Palace these days. P-A-L-L-A-S kind of rhymes with Dallas. Palace, she came up with it on her own. Okay. And so happy birthday to her. She is talented, a graduate of Liberty University with a major in religion. She also a graduate of CVTC Cosmetology School, works at Nicole's downtown Eau Claire. She's always been amazing with hair. You know, when her little sister Elena was in fourth grade, Evelyn did a different hairstyle for Elena every day of the school year. And people would want to see Elena during the day just to see what is her hair like today. So she's had that talent for a long time. And she's also pursuing a degree in equine therapy. So very proud of our hardworking oldest of five, Evelyn, known as Palace these days. And she's quite the actress too, mind you.
This is Chad from Augusta. I chose Take the Reins that Eli Gable as the first song because it was the first song that I heard of his. And also, it's a wonderful reminder of what's in Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Hello, this is Ryan from Fall Creek, and I nominated Mercy Me. I'm leading off the tournament with one of my favorite songs from them. It's a fun, upbeat song, Shake. I love how it talks about redemption, and it talks about how it doesn't matter what age you are, God gets to do the work. And we get to be changed and how we don't want to go back to what we were. So I think that is a fun, uplifting way to celebrate it. So have a listen and vote for Mercy Me.
Well, we had a good hard-fought showdown in day two of our CCM song showdown. And again, it was the one seed Mercy Me's Shake against the 16 seed Eli Gable's Take the Reins. And the winner is
Mercy Me.
All right, Mercy Me. But hard fought by Eli Gables.
I mean, sure. Eight votes is really not that much when it comes down to being able to vote two ways. And again, we expect more and more people to remember, oh, yeah, that's what they're doing and get up early and take part in this too. But Eli Gable, well done. But Mercy Me, defending champ, moving on to the next round.
Well, turns out that delivery robots are getting help from maybe an unexpected source.
Yes, Pokemon Go. App sensation of 2016. I didn't realize this was 10 years ago when the Pokemon Go craze kind of took over. Apparently, 10 million downloads within the first week of its release, made $100 million in revenue in just 3 weeks. It was crazy. Well, evidently, all the data from tons and tons of people playing Pokemon Go is now being put to another use.
Yeah, the Pokemon Go players have unknowingly assisted the game's developer, Niantic, in training a visual mapping system with over 30 billion images.
This technology is now being used by a company called Coco Robotics to help its delivery robots navigate city streets, an area where GPS is often unreliable. Now, this feels a little Big Brother.
Yeah.
That they're right. just taking all the data that people were unwittingly mapping the streets with. But still kind of cool.
It is kind of the day and age we live in, right? So unlike GPS, Niantic's visual positioning system, or VPS, identifies locations by observing surrounding landmarks and architecture.
Now, this system was enhanced by players taking images while playing Pokemon Go, especially after a 2020 update, encouraging scanning of real-world landmarks for in-game rewards.
And so this scanning activity helped create 3D models that aid the VPS model's accuracy.
With the help of four cameras, Coco Robotics says its robots will accurately assess their environment to ensure timely food deliveries.
Yeah, and so Coco's robots are currently delivering food for Uber Eats and DoorDash in cities all over the country, with more to be added.
And speaking of food and Pokemon, remember we told you a while back about Cheetozard? It was a flaming hot Cheeto that looked like Charizard for Pokemon. Apparently he sold for almost $88,000 on auction.
Yes, setting a Guinness record. So
crazy.
That is crazy. All right, well, let's talk breakfast cereal.
Indeed, and breakfast cereal in North America, are there differences, significant differences, between the top five selling breakfast cereals in the United States or in Canada, the country that we beat multiple times in hockey at the Olympics and Paralympics?
You could just slip that in there, okay.
Just throw that in there.
All right, we'll go from 5 to 1. I'll do Canada, you do the U.S. Here we go. Number 5 in Canada is Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
In the U.S., top-selling breakfast cereals, number 5, Special K.
Okay, so both kind of a healthy choice.
Okay.
All right, number 4 in Canada, Post Shreddies Original.
I have not heard of that. Huh. Is that like shredded wheat? Call it Shreddies?
It's not frosted, so, yeah.
In the United States of America, 4th top-selling breakfast cereal, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That is a classic. Okay. It is excellent.
That takes a sugary turn, though.
Yes.
Number 3 in Canada is Kellogg's Mini Wheats. Again, I've been working my way through a box of frosted Mini Wheats.
See, so I'm curious. Are those just Mini Wheats, like not the frosted kind? Is Canada just way healthier than us?
It doesn't say frosted.
Number 3 top-selling breakfast cereals in the United States, into the top 3 now. Fruit Loops is number 3.
That's not regular fruit. That's F-R-O-O-T.
Yes. So,
Number 2 in Canada is Cheerios Honey Nut. That's very good cereal.
Yes, and Honey Nut Cheerios in the United States, also number 2. Samesies, Canada.
Okay.
There we go.
There we go. High five. And number 1 in Canada, the top-selling breakfast cereal is Post Raisin Bran.
Solid choice. United States, do we go with a brand cereal, a healthier cereal for our number Raisins? 1 top-selling breakfast cereal? Number 1 best-selling breakfast cereal in the United States in 2025 was Frosted Flakes.
Okay.
They're great.
A lot of sugar, too.